Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We are always live and free on the Always Free Odyssey app. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Kevin Sheehan going to join the program coming up in a few minutes. You know, I've graduated college in 2021, and I've been working here ever since. And you all know I call myself the youngest in charge. I was not the youngest person that works in this building, but you all get the moniker. I'm very much in tune with outside life. And it's been honestly something that I've really stepped away from over the past several years as I've just seen this city, talking about D.C. and the surrounding areas, just with folks in my age demographic, people act idiotic, man. And I just lost somebody that's very, very close to me, man. I feel for anybody out there that has lost someone to gun violence, man. Like, this is something that has to stop. It has to stop. I don't know how many of you all out there right now are listening, have a child that you're raising in this city, have a child that you're raising in this tri-state area, but, like, I don't even go out anymore. I don't go out anymore out of fear of being shot. I don't go out anymore out of fear of having bad things happen, because that is just the culture and the climate that we're in. But, oh, my God, man. Just saw something. I don't even want to, like, give the full details of the situation. But good friend of mine that I went to college with, probably one of my closest friends in college, man, shot and killed a couple of nights ago. I'm just now finding that out. And It's gut-wrenching to me, man, because it feels like this is something that I guess this is what happens as you get older. I know people say that all the time. As you get older, like, folks around you, life happens, folks pass away and things of that nature. But, like, man, it never is any easier when you find out news, man. That just like sunk my chest, if I'm being, like, totally honest here. Like, I can't believe what I just saw. I'm gonna try to get back on task. Bear with me, because this is, I mean, damn, man. I don't even know. I don't know what to think. I don't know how to feel. I don't know, man. Just, there's so many different ways to solve problems other than violence, man. Like, that is the most frustrating part about all of this, man. Like, it's just hard. It's frustrating. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We had a bunch of different NFL news to get to as we roll throughout the show. 9 o'clock, Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora is going to join us, and we'll take a big picture spin around the NFL. One of the stories that came across the timeline as I was as I was getting ready to start the show Philip Rivers being brought in for a workout on Tuesday by the Indianapolis Colts. Their quarterback situation obviously has gone to ruins after what happened to Daniel Jones yesterday. So they're going to bring in Philip Rivers. Their backup, Riley Leonard, got hurt yesterday as well. So they're trying to stay alive within the playoff race, despite dealing with a bunch of different attrition at the game's most important position. So we'll talk to Jason Lockenfour about that. Kevin Sheehan going to join us in about 20 minutes. And I want to talk with him about the offense. I want to talk with him about the big picture operation here. We've talked plenty about Dan Quinn. We've talked plenty about Adam Peters. I want to talk to Kevin Sheehan about the big picture stuff here. A lot of what we've talked about with you all on the phones. But what I want to discuss now is the performance of this offense yesterday. I said it leading into the game that I didn't expect it to be the greatest show on turf. I didn't expect them to come out and be this perfect group offensively. One, because you haven't had a lot of time on task together. Despite this being your starting offense, they haven't gotten a lot of reps together due to the attrition on this team. And when you go up against a Brian Flores-led defense, that blitzes more than anybody in the National Football League, you got to be prepared for any and everything. And the other thing that you got to be prepared for, and Cliff Kingsbury actually spoke about this during the week, is the unscouted looks. How do you prepare for the unscouted looks? Washington did a terrible job yesterday handling this. Jaden Daniels, going into the game, was the worst quarterback in the NFL versus the blitz from a completion percentage standpoint, from a yards per attempt standpoint. And yesterday he threw 20 passes. He was blitzed on 11 of those attempts. He was 4 of 11 for 34 yards and an interception when blitzed yesterday. Completion percentage of 36, 3 yards per attempt, and a quarterback rating of 7.4. It was awful. It was awful yesterday versus the blitz for him. The best way that I could put it, and I said it yesterday during halftime, I said it yesterday on the post-game show, the way that Washington looked offensively yesterday, it looked like a group that was totally ill-prepared for what they were going against. It looked like a group that was totally unprepared to be pressured at the rate that they were pressured at. You knew going into the game that Minnesota blitzed at the highest rate in the National Football League, yet you looked totally unprepared for the moment. You didn't have many answers versus pressure. They blitzed you on damn near every snap. You threw the ball 20 times yesterday. You were blitzed on 11 of those attempts. So they were throwing the kitchen sink at you. They realized that something was working and they capitalized on it. They smelled blood in the water, so to speak, and totally capitalized on it. It is so maddening to me what we saw yesterday offensively. And we've had this conversation over and over again on the Burgundy and Gold today over on the Team 980. Just how good of a job Cliff Kingsbury has done. Because when you look at the overall numbers offensively for Washington before yesterday, you're middle of the pack in a lot of statistical categories, despite your starting quarterback being on the shelf, despite your starting wide receivers being on the shelf. I don't know, man. And it's tough, right? Because Cliff Kingsbury was awesome last year. I thought this offense was awesome last year. Everything was awesome last year. But when it's not working, it's not working. And the irony of this is my thing. And like, I don't know if there's a complacency that is setting in within the building. But last week, you went out and put up 27 points on the second best defense in football. Talking about the Denver Broncos. You did that with a backup. You did that with Marcus Mariota under center. You did that without Noah Brown being back. And then this week, against the Vikings, who are okay defensively, they're not world beaters, right? They're not some top five defense. They totally had you flummoxed. They totally had you stymied. You had quite literally no answers. None. I don't understand how you're in that position yesterday. I don't understand how you could look so ill-prepared. That's the frustrating part for me, is you look like you didn't practice during the week. They're running and lining up 7-8 guys on the line of scrimmage, and instead of max protecting it up with 12 and 13 personnel and taking shots on the perimeter to loosen up the defense, everything was horizontal. Everything was horizontal. You took one deep shot yesterday, and it actually resulted in a positive play. There was Noah Brown drawing pass interference on the right sideline. That was the only shot attempt down the field that you took outside of the first drive where you hit Terry for 28 on an intermediate concept. But outside of that, like, if you're not going to challenge the other team defensively, if you're not going to try to get vertical, they're going to be able to line up 7-8 guys on the line of scrimmage and blitz you the way that they did. Cliff Kingsbury, all year long, his lack of adjustments to me has been the issue. When you are an offense, when you are a team that is struggling to throw the football because of injuries that you have at the skill position spot, the pivot is to go under center and play big boy football. And yesterday, it's ironic, they actually played under center as much as they had played really all year. My thing is, every time you're under center, you ran the ball. Where's the play action look? Where's the pop pass? That's my thing, man. Your offense at points in this year, you were without Jaden, you're without Terry, and you have this reluctance to run the ball. And that reluctance came up yesterday on your opening drive when Chris Rodriguez runs you all the way down the field and he gets one try in four attempts at the goal line. That's a fundamental issue. That is a philosophical issue. That is an identity issue. You did it last week as well. You're running the hell out of the football with Chris Rodriguez, and then you get into the high red zone, and all of a sudden, Bill Kroski-Merritt is in the game at quarterback running Wildcat. How many times are we going to outsmart ourselves offensively? That's my problem. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll run through your calls. Your thoughts on the performance of Cliff Kingsbury yesterday, and do you want him to return as the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders at this point? I'll answer that question on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, our guy Kevin Sheehan going to join the program. Host of the Kevin Sheehan Show weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980. We'll get his thoughts on the current state of the Washington Commanders after suffering their eighth straight loss this past weekend at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. And this stretch of play that they're in, I will keep reiterating it till I'm blue in the face. It's historically bad. Credit to our guy Grant Paulson, who you can hear right here on the Fan weekdays 2 to 6:30. Co-hosting Grant and Danny, he put these numbers out earlier this afternoon that really tell the story of just how bad things are for Washington. 22 teams have lost eight straight games in a single season over the span of the past decade. That is 6% of total team seasons. The Commanders are the only team during those 10 seasons to lose eight-plus games and have five of those losses come by 21 or more points. Meaning in the 320 total calculated seasons between all the teams, it's happened 0.3% of the time. The last team to lose eight or more in a row when they lost five by at least 21 was the 2013 Houston Texans, who went 2-14 and lost 14 in a row after starting off 2-0. It is historically bad what's going on here in the nation's capital. My question that we've been asking all show is your confidence level in the regime moving forward. Talking about Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, your confidence level that they're going to be able to turn this thing around. And then if you want to chime in on the conversation we were just having about the offense, you could do so as well. Right now, are you on board with bringing Cliff Kingsbury back next year? Do you think yesterday was a one-off, or do you think that there are problems in the offensive coordinator room? Do you think that that room needs to be under the microscope and potentially have a change happen? Bert is in Ashburn wanting to chime in. What's going on, Bert? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, big brother? I just want to say, first and foremost, my condolences. You mentioned, like my dad used to say, if you live long enough, you'll go through these things, but tragedy never has a expiration or time limit. So my condolences, you'll get through this, brother, and you will be better for it, and you will be able to pass whatever knowledge and strength on to whomever may be going through this at a later date, if that so happens. That being said, bro,
I appreciate you, man.
I got you. I feel like Cliff is really he is setting a precedence of putting his resume out there. You know, the second guessing and the play calling, I feel like he is displaying what he can provide to the next organization or next team. So me personally, I was pretty much not done. But I was over Cliff early in the year when I started seeing how when the few glimmers or things worked with the organization and he, you know, went the opposite direction. And it wasn't so much of, you know, him cutting his nose to spite his face or, you know, being too smart for his own good. He is he is really layering his resume out there for the next job. And I feel like this year should be it. Just like with all of the aging players on offense and even defense, and we need to right the ship in washing our hands of this short era, because I will tell you this, and I'll get off after this. Next year, if we see anything resembling what we're seeing right now, it's going to be catastrophic, and everybody's head will be on the chopping block, and I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of the situation and where things currently sit with this. It is a very difficult thing to try to stomach right now. They're in a very tough spot. They don't have a lot of direction. It feels like, you know, things are off the rails right now. I don't know how, you know, folks can have a whole lot of confidence in what's going on organizationally. They're in a very wicked and unique spot. I don't know. I keep going back to this. When you talk about the lack of resources that they have in terms of being able to spend money in free agency, being able to use picks in the draft, they just don't. They don't really have it at this point, man. Kevin Sheehan's going to join us next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
1-800-636-1067 is the number here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfour are going to join us coming up at top of the 9 o'clock hour. Our guy Kevin Sheehan get ready to join us here momentarily. He is calling in now. Chris, he's calling in now. Kevin Sheehan getting ready to join us coming up here momentarily. We will get his thoughts on what has gone down with the Washington Commanders over the past 8 weeks. We've given you the numbers from our guy Grant Paulson. I mean, were absolutely staggering from earlier today when you think about just how bad things have gotten here with the Washington Commanders. I have gotten the chance all day long to listen and really hear you all out on the phones, hearing my colleagues out on the phones. Everyone is as baffled as I am right now. I think it's a real uncomfortable spot to be in. And to me, the thing that absolutely stings the most about all of this is when I look big picture and I'm looking for things to grasp onto in terms of future optimism, there just aren't a lot. This is going to be the most pivotal offseason of this Adam Peters era coming up here because you have a lot of holes to fill, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them because they made this bed. They got to lay in it. They don't really have a ton of resources to fill said holes, so you just wonder what's going to happen here. That's why, to me, down the stretch, it was never about losing games. I want to compete and see who can help me cross off things on my list of needs by showing me something here in the final 5 or 6 weeks. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time where we find our pal Kevin Sheehan. You can hear the Kevin Sheehan Show weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. Kevin, I normally don't listen to much radio, if I'm being honest, during the week. I was listening to you earlier, and I thought you hit it right on the head with pretty much everything. Your thoughts here, big picture, like your confidence level in the regime here now moving forward.
First of all, sorry about your loss, man.
It's all good, man.
Really sorry about that. My confidence in this regime, I'm confident. Yesterday was really the worst of the year. Like, because of the opponent and because of how bad that opponent was offensively, you know, coming into that game, that was different for me than Detroit, Seattle, where, you know, they're playing much better teams. They're playing teams that can carve them up. And remember, that was kind of, you know, the crescendo of basically just so many players being out. That stretch from Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, you know, brutal part of the schedule. And it synced up with them being their most hurt, you know, at the same time. But yesterday, man, they had, you know, most of their starters, all of them, other than Eckler, back on offense. And, you know, defense can only explain so much against a poor offensive football team. That's one of those where it's like, oh, my God. You know, now, like, for me, look, I think unless you don't watch football or pay attention to football, you understand that injuries are a reality in the NFL, right? And the most injured teams are usually the teams that don't win as much. I think the 3-10 is number one injuries, and then everything after that. Now, yesterday, though, was more than that. That injuries don't explain what happened yesterday against that team that couldn't score and couldn't do anything against anybody. And what it kind of illustrated to me is, not that it's a revelation, but they have to add 5 defensive starters. They have to add a legit defensive coordinator. It can't be Quinn. It's got to be somebody that comes in that can get more out of less, because they've gotten less out of less on defense.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily feel that way about the offense, and I'm not firing anybody. I mean, I know I tweeted that out of tongue in cheek. It was completely.
We had a good time with that, by the way. It was funny. I feel you, though.
You knew I was kidding.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I was just projecting what all of our callers were going to be saying today, you know, after a loss like that. But I felt that the pain of that kind of a loss, the embarrassment really more than the pain. That was embarrassing. That was gutless. That was like really a bad look, you know, and it gets, you know, into the four other games of losing by 21 or more. Now, it's not the same as the Dallas or Kansas City losses.
Right.
You know, they gave great effort in those losses. It's not the same as Detroit and Seattle. Those teams were much better. But this league is designed for even terrible teams to be competitive in more games than not. And yesterday was non-competitive. And the defense, it's like it's so bad and it's been bad. And that's where all the focus has to be. I'm not concerned about Jaden. I'm not concerned about the offense. I think next year they have – I mean, look, you know, there have been moments offensively.
Yeah.
And the truth is yesterday they only had the ball four times with Jaden in the game.
Right.
And they moved it into the red zone twice. They weren't good. They didn't score. I'm not sitting here throwing a party for them the way they played offensively, but the defense is so alarmingly awful and has been since last year. That's got to get fixed or you can't compete, you know, to be a good team. You just can't. They got to fix that.
Kevin, my thing is this, and my college team that I played on for my first 2 years, we were absolutely garbage. Everyone disliked the coach, but there's an accountability factor when you're this bad that has to happen. I said it when the move was first made, Kevin. I thought him taking over the defensive play calling duties was him succumbing to public pressure. I've long maintained that their problems defensively stretch far beyond who's calling the plays. They have a talent issue. Kevin, the example that I used, right, I was a high schooler listening to you on the Team 980, and you know who I was infatuated with as a kid? Quentin freaking Dunbar. I thought Quentin Dunbar was some Pro Bowl corner, Dunlocks, all this, all that. We have a problem here locally of overvaluing our own talent in-house. I am to the point now where you're saying you need 5 starters. You may need 10. You may need to revamp the whole thing. Javon Kinlaw has been painfully average all year. He flashes 2 out of 47 defensive snaps. Daron Payne is the same way. Our guys, I just don't know if we have the horses defensively to get it done. I also understand that the scheme is probably an issue at this point as well. My bigger picture question, Kevin, is how does this get fixed? Because realistically speaking, you've got 22 unrestricted free agents. You need to bring back some of these dudes so you can have a floor of your roster. You can't keep giving out all of these one-year deals or else you're never going to be able to team build here moving forward. How do you get better, Kevin, when you have this lack of resources, in my opinion?
Well, they don't have a lack of resources from a salary cap standpoint. Let's see if they want to be big spenders this year. And by the way, that doesn't always sync up with the best year to spend a lot of money. I mean, I've been looking at some of the, you know, potential free agents. It doesn't look like a banner year for NFL free agency in a lot of spots. It's impossible to make everything and fix everything, in one off season. And it's, you know, pretty hard to fix everything in two off seasons. But that's where it has to start. And it's got to start with, you know, a scheme and a coordinator that can get more out of less. Because there are plenty of examples of more out of less coordinators. And they have been getting less out of less. I'm sorry. You know, you're right. There's a talent issue. There's also clearly a scheme issue against Shanahan-style offenses.
Yep.
Quinn's, you know, overall defense can't check Shanahan-style offenses. Yesterday, another example.
Kevin, you know how big of a problem that is, though, dude? The whole league is littered with people. They come. You have to play the NFC West next year.
Exactly. So, there's a long list here. And you know, we'd be less, you know, hysterical about it if they were, instead of 3-10, they were 6-7 or 7-6.
Right. Which they probably would have been had
they had all their players out there.
Kevin,
but they were never going to be a good defensive team. That's been apparent.
Yeah.
You know, the loss of all those players didn't help, but it was never going to be a good defensive team. And
we gave them a cop.
You know, look at the resurgence, by the way, of just defensive football in general this year.
Did you watch Sunday night last night? I mean, holy cow.
Oh, my God. I, I mean, a month ago, I took Houston to win the AFC title at 30-1. I think they're the best defense we've seen all season. Denver's has been really good. Cleveland's is awesome. Houston is an absolute wrecking crew. If they get in,
nobody
they're going to be
play
a hard
them.
Team to beat.
Nobody wants to play them. And Stroud's dealing right now. He made some big boy throws yesterday.
I like Stroud.
Yeah. He made some big boy throws yesterday, Kevin. But just watching the way they fly around defensively, it looks like we're playing a different sport. We look like we're
doing.
We look like we're playing a totally different sport defensively. There's not that flying to the football. I think B. Mitch said it earlier today with JP, Kevin, and I think he hit it right on the head. This idea of effort, like they're giving 110% effort, that's your job. I'm done with crediting them for giving effort. Our D tackles, I mean, Javon Kinlaw, good God, Kevin, you've coached Little League. You know, being 6'4", playing defensive tackle, the game is against you. He plays with horrible leverage 90% of the time. He's getting moved off of his spot. Our guys in the interior, it starts with their inability to stop the run. And I said it even dating back to last year. If you can't stop the run, you can't function defensively.
That's the only reason
why Minnesota was able to move the ball yesterday.
You and I are on the same page on that. And what was amazing is all of last year I just kept saying, they're so bad at stopping the run, so eventually this is going to end because you can't win in January if you can't stop the run. But they did. They won twice not being able to stop the run. But then it obviously caught up with them in the title game. But I'm with you. If you can't stop the run in the NFL, it's really hard to win a lot more games than you lose and then to win in January. It's just hard. And they have been a terrible run-stopping team for 33 games now, right? 20 last year, 13 this year, of this particular regime. And I know that Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong, you know, there's a lot that's true about that. And I keep getting reminded about it by many people, trust me,
about how they focused
on stopping the run, and they had players that they thought would be able to do it, and they don't have those players. But they also had major communications and have had those issues in their secondary, and they don't have a great pass rusher. So add it all up, terrible defense. Yeah. They got to fix it. Defense is variable more so than offense. But, God, yesterday was horrific, horrific.
I just
– like you said, watching Houston, watching Cleveland, watching Denver, watching Philly at times, it's like it's a different sport.
Yeah, and I can't wrap my mind around it. And then the communication issues. I just don't have a lot of tolerance and excuse for some of the things that get said and come out of the building. You're in your second year of the scheme. You should be evolving your system, not dumbing
it down. Well, the people that have played this year aren't in the second year of their scheme.
I mean, the only new guy is really Will Harris. I mean, Trey Amos was new.
Amos,
but
Harris, Savage,
I mean,
you know, Jones.
And by
the way, Darnell Savage, they've had a lot of new guys out there,
Kevin,
and they've been in and out.
Darnell Savage was so fed up with playing behind Quan Martin that he just requested his own release. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Who did he sign with?
He signed with Buffalo. Immediately got picked up. Immediately didn't even clear waivers. So it's a disconnect going on in the building. The one thing that I continue to ask, and this is kind of what you're alluding to and what you hit on during your show today, they got to overhaul the entire scheme, and he's got to bring in somebody that he's not buddies with, that he's not familiar with, that can revamp this group. And I love the way that you put it, get more out of less. Because clearly, like, I look at it like this. They made this wholesale change of playing way more zone relative to man. What about your personnel going into the season made you think, hey, our best method is to play more zone or to play more man? I mean,
I don't know what the thought process is. I don't know. Honestly, like, you asked me about regime, the whole thing. I can totally envision with that offensive line and with Jaden, you know, and, you know, keep knocking wood because right now he just gets injured too much. And I don't even want to call it injury prone. I mean, he's getting banged up too much and missing too much time. And if that becomes an issue, it's a problem, no doubt. I'm not blowing that off. I think it was the only concern that some of us had when he came out. But that part, that side of the ball, Cliff or no Cliff,
it's fine.
It's like one-tenth of what my defensive concern is. That team is the worst defensive team we've ever seen here in Washington.
I heard you
and
say
I'm,
that
and
this
I'm going
morning.
Back at
I
least thought the
hard.
Last 20 or so years.
I thought hard about
and it. And there have been some bad defensive teams. 2016 was horrendous.
You were trotting out Mason Foster and Will Compton at linebacker. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, but this is the worst I've ever seen. And last year, people were pointing to, I remember at the end of the year, like people would say, yeah, but their pass defense numbers are great. And I'm like, that's because nobody throws against them. They can run it.
Yeah.
Right down their throat the entire game. And but yesterday, I mean, when you go for a fourth and goal at somebody's two-yard line, part of the thought process is, hey, you know, if we lose, they got to start from their own two-yard line. And with this team, that kid's likely to throw it to us or it gets sacked because he holds it too long in the end zone. Worst case, we force him to punt and we get it back 7-0. You don't have to give up a 19-play 98 yards.
12 minutes, Kevin.
12-minute, 1-second drive.
The game was over right there.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
And dude,
that guy hasn't been able to hit the ocean from a boat.
Yeah.
He's thrown more to the other team than he has his own team. And it was just, it was embarrassing. It was so bad.
The damning part about it.
Followed Debo dropping the pass
in
the end zone.
He's got to catch
that.
That
would have made it 7-7.
And by the way, he's got to catch that. 100%. I mean, Jaden threw
that
was Jaden's best ball of the day. That was a rope to the back to the back line of the end zone. He did.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But Kevin, I said this earlier, and like I go and look at it fundamentally, man. I'm not trying to act like I'm some football savant, football genius, or brainiac. We don't run through people. How the hell? I called it out earlier in the season against Detroit. They're blitzing Jordan McGee. He tries to run around the running back in pass protection instead of knocking his chin strap loose. Yesterday, Quan Martin's got J.J. McCarthy dead in the rights.
I know. That was the third and goal from their third and six from their four.
Instead of running through C.J. Ham.
That was that drive, the 98-yard drive.
Instead of running through C.J. Ham like somebody from the Texans would have done, he tried to run around him, and that tick second let McCarthy get free. And there's a fundamental issue. I heard Ivan call in. And we've all been waiting on the return of Ivan to the phones. I was very much tickled listening to that conversation.
Well, he's of major affluence, living down in beautiful Palm Beach, and plays golf basically every day. He's retired,
living the dream.
So I get a lot of DMs and a lot of emails from him. But yeah, he graced the airwaves today.
So this, I'm looking at my notes app right now, Kevin, on the iPhone. This is from November the 12th with me, Peter Pierselli, the Southwest scout, is in year 9 leading that department. Paul Scancy oversees the West region. He's in year 8. Roger Terry's in his 11th year, the director of the Midwest region. You go back to Tim Gribble, has been the director of college scout in the past 5 seasons. At what point does that come under the microscope? Because I brought it up on the airwaves. I guess that was during the bye week, and it was kind of, it felt like it fell upon deaf ears, so to speak. But like, that's my issue. We have a talent-picking problem, clearly. If you swung and missed on Newton, Samardzija, and Sinnott, that's how you set a franchise back, Kevin.
Yeah, if they are swings and misses, but these guys are only in their second year, and I'm just not one of those that, you know, declares anything after a year or 10 games or 25, 30 games. I mean, I think we've seen evidence of this just with some of the players that have left here and gone on and played well in other places. You know who's having a hell of a year? Chase Young is. You know, we already know the story of Forbes in L.A. So you might be right, and I would like to have seen more consistency out of those guys for sure. But, you know, we're a year removed from basically the most popular, you know, saying among our fan base, let Adam cook.
Let Adam cook.
So that's the nature of the NFL. You know, it's like last week, Cliff. Brilliant. Like, who thought Cliff sucked? I mean, he just schemed up 26 points against the best defense in the NFL. This week, he doesn't know what he's doing. Welcome to being an NFL fan, especially when you're a fan of a team that's having a season like this one. But things change, and I think those guys last year, Peters, and by the way, the Sosna and everybody in that front office, not, you know, the upper tier of that front office is new. There are a lot of the same scouts, no doubt. But I think those guys, with the season they had last year, they bought themselves time. I know people don't want to give them time.
100% they did.
But last, there's no way I'm firing anybody after this year. And as far as, are they on the clock next year? Yeah, to a certain degree, some of them are. Yeah. You can't back up 3-14 if that's the way it ends, or 4-13 with another one of those and expect to be around, because the business doesn't survive those kind of seasons when you have a fan base that isn't as deep as it once was. There's no waiting list, you know?
And look, so, I'll be honest with you. I don't think Josh Harris is in the business of paying people that are under contract either. So people better wake up and smell the coffee. Look at the 76ers. They've been a total mess with Joel Embiid, and he's been reluctant to blow that situation up. So I don't think it's getting blown up.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
But, rough year.
Rough year, totally.
Disastrous year. And yesterday, really, to me, was the worst by far of the season. There's just not a lot of explaining that performance away. It was truly brutal.
Did you get a chance to catch the presser today? Do you think they purposefully made it unavailable to all of us so we couldn't hear what was being said? Because I didn't. I got the Zoom link. I could have joined it. I didn't see it streamed anywhere. I haven't heard from Sergeant Slogan all day.
I didn't see it. I just read the transcript. You talking about Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read the transcript.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Well, I'm gonna try to dig that up at some point here tonight. Kevin, appreciate you as always, my friend. 18 minutes just passed that quickly with you. This was fun as always, man. You lighten my mood up a little bit. Appreciate you as always, man. Kevin Sheehan, one of the absolute best. You can catch him weekdays 10-1 on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenford joins us top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.